This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump forced House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to cancel a planned trip to Afghanistan and Brussels Thursday, the latest maneuver in a bitter political battle over the longest government shutdown in U.S. history.
Pelosi moved to delay the president's State of the Union address.
But we haven't heard. Very silent, more than 24 hours.
In remarks at the Pentagon, the president did not address the request, but re-upped his demand for border wall money.
We need strong barriers and walls.
And hours later, he did flex his executive power, denying Pelosi the use of a government aircraft for a planned trip to Egypt, Brussels, and Afghanistan. In a letter to her, he called it a public relations event that should be postponed due to the shutdown. The president says she's free to go if she wants to fly commercial. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump unveiled the military's long-delayed missile defense review, the first overhaul of U.S. missile defense policy since 2010. Speaking at the Pentagon Thursday, Mr. Trump said his plan will allow the United States to detect and destroy missiles anywhere, anytime, any place. Officials say the doctrine, initially expected in 2017, has been frequently rewritten to keep up with changing missile threats posed by other countries. We get more from Reuters' Ryan Brooks.
The Pentagon also says U.S. missile defenses aren't enough to counter a first strike from major nuclear powers like China or Russia. But Russia still sees U.S. defenses as a threat, and Trump's report is likely to spark tension with Moscow. And China, like Russia, has made advances in hypersonic technology. That set off alarm bells in the Pentagon. The tech would let Beijing roll out missiles that are much harder to detect. However, U.S. officials believe sensors in space could help find missiles moving at those super fast speeds.
And this is VOA News. A Canadian geologist kidnapped earlier this week in Burkina Faso has been found dead. Kirk Woodman was abducted by gunmen late Tuesday from a remote gold mine in the country's northeast region. His body was found near the country's borders with Mali and Niger. Canada's foreign minister, Chrystia Freeland, confirmed Woodman's death, saying Canada condemns those responsible for this crime. We are working with the government of Burkina Faso and other international partners to pursue those responsible and bring them to justice. Rudy Giuliani, one of U.S. President Trump's lawyers, is acknowledging that some officials with the Trump 2016 campaign may have colluded with Russia to help him win, but says that Mr. Trump himself did not. Meanwhile, former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen says he paid to rig polling data in Donald Trump's favor before the 2016 presidential campaign. AP correspondent Warren Levinson.
The president's former fixer Michael Cohen was responding to a Wall Street Journal story that said he shortchanged a technology company for its work manipulating polling data in 2014 and 2015. The Journal reported Cohen promised the company $50,000 but delivered only $12,000 to $13,000 in cash. Cohen acknowledged he paid to skew poll results in Trump's favor, in his words, at the direction of and for the sole benefit of Trump. Cohen, who starts a three-year prison sentence in March, says he regrets his blind loyalty. Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani told the Journal Cohen is not reliable. Warren Levinson, New York.
Amid a deepening crisis and mass exodus from Venezuela, bipartisan legislation was unveiled Thursday to provide temporary protected status, or TPS, to Venezuelan nationals in the United States. The Venezuela TPS Act of 2019, introduced by the U.S. representative, cites an unprecedented economic, humanitarian, security and refugee crisis. The Trump administration is proposing some changes to the government health care program.
The Trump administration is proposing changes to bring a modest increase to the premium for next year for the government-led health insurance system it tried to repeal. It's seeking a roughly 1% increase to improve the accuracy of a formula to calculate the subsidies for people who get help paying for coverage. Next year's proposed changes would also include a measure to require any insurer that covers abortion to offer a comparable plan that does not have that coverage. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And there were just 28 reported human cases of Guinea worm disease last year. That's according to the U.S.-based Carter Center. The non-governmental organization founded by former President Jimmy Carter said the disease is gradually moving toward eradication. The Carter Center says there were about 3.5 million cases in Africa and Asia every year before it took the lead of the Guinea worm eradication program in 1986. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.